Page 70. Cross-curricular focus. History of France in the early 19th century.
The legal and penal system. After the French Revolution of 1789, it became necessary to reorganize the laws of the land. In 1804, Napoleon Bonaparte, 1769 to 1821, who was then First Consul, decided to reform the French legal system. His idea was to replace the old feudal laws, which varied from place to place, with one single legal code for the whole country. This code would define exactly what a crime was and what the punishment was for committing that crime. This was to be a clearly written legal system based on the principle that every man was equal in the eyes of the law. The new system forbade privileges based on birth, allowed freedom of religion, and specified that government jobs should go to the most qualified. However, although male citizens were supposed to be equal, women still had few rights. Despite the reform, the new penal system was still very harsh, however. Murder was still punished by death, and the police could arrest people very easily. Judges sent people to prison for minor crimes such as debt or theft, and gave others life sentences. Prisons were places of punishment and hard labor in terrible surroundings. They were dirty and overcrowded. Prisoners did not get enough food or water, and many were branded or kept in chains. Although over 80% of prisoners were male, there were also many women prisoners who had become prostitutes because of poverty and starvation.